What do you notice about that offense that could be beneficial for the Raiders and just trying to slow them down?
Well, I mean, when you're looking at the Chiefs, man, you got to slow them down, and it starts with the quarterback. He's gotten better and better and better as the years have gone on so far in his young career. But he has a lot of weapons, man. You know, that, you know, Tyreek Hill, you know, Sammy losing all that weight really helped him. You know, and then Hardman came in, and that guy can run. So you have all that speed that they always have. And I think what I love about Andy, I think what he's done is that he made him more explosive. And then you got a young quarterback who's always looking for throwing the ball down the field. It's hard to keep them bottled in. We've seen that last year when they were down by 10 multiple times, even in the playoffs, and they came back and won. You know, you can stop them one, you can stop them two, but once they get kind of going, you know, you got to match them scoring points. You can't kick field goals against these guys. You look at the Raiders and how good they can be offensively, and it's really, I think it's going to come down to how good their defense plays. I think, you know, they had a run, their rushing attack, run stopping attack for the defense played extremely well last year. And then the secondary, the pass coverage was very inconsistent, you know, and the pass rush goes along with the pass coverage, you know. So I think it all has to improve. And if that improves, that's going to slow them and keep that offense for Kansas City off the field. And when you're off the field, you can't score points.
It's Cofield and Company. We're talking to Rod Woodson. So what are your plans for this football season, and why aren't you coaching? We saw the comments last week. I'd love for you to repeat that to the Vegas audience. What's going on this football season, especially on the coaching front?
Well, I mean, I would love to coach. I'm a grassroots guy. I love giving back to what was given to me. I believe in sharing the knowledge. I think at times it does, being a Hall of Famer does hurt you. It's not that many Hall of Famers who want to coach, and you can't say that just because you're a Hall of Famer you're going to be a good coach. I definitely get that. But I do have a passion for that, but I'm a man of faith, and every coach that goes out there is going to bring in guys that he believes in and trust. I understand that. If the door doesn't open up that way, then I'll keep coaching and talking to guys the way I can, and working for Westwood One, which, you know, I love working with that company. I'm still being a part of the NFL, calling them from the radio booth, but it is fun to watch. So hopefully I get a chance to do it again. If not, then my little 4 years of coaching in NFL was enough then.
Rod, help us understand that, because you're right. I mean, from a Hall of Famer's standpoint, because I went through the league and I kind of tried to jog my memory. Okay, Mike Munchak, Hall of Famer, he's coaching. Kevin Green was coaching, Hall of Famer. Lofton was coaching, Hall of Famer. But then you see all these other guys who are former players, not Hall of Famers, that got coaching jobs right now. So I'm just trying to understand why the great Rod Woodson cannot get a coaching job, because he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's, if it's the alpha mentality. Some coaches only want one alpha in the room, and I'm not an alpha. I don't want the head coaching job. I just love coaching. I just love giving back to what was given to me. I believe in what Dick LeBeau has always kind of preached, what Chuck Noll preached. You got to share the knowledge to the next generation, not only in the classroom and on the football field, but in life in general. So I love doing that stuff. But, why? I'm not in the same circles. A lot of my guys are gone from football. You guys know that, if you're not in that inner circle of the guys who are getting hired, you're not going to be on the staff. Now, it's very rare that they bring somebody from outside of their circle inside, because, it's a trust thing. So I understand it. Do I agree with it? No, I don't agree with it, but I do understand it.